This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Kathy Boyd, a really good point about books. And so I ran to the library and found volume 12 of Popular Mechanics Do-It-Yourself Encyclopedia. So there was a farm auction, and I really didn't want to go to this farm auction because, to me, it's like... It seems like it's almost wrong to be buying someone's farm items at pennies on the dollar and people fighting over, you know, getting the lowest price at an auction. It's awful, and I don't like it. But there was one item, this farmer asked me if I'd please come to the auction. There was one item that he had that I thought I would really like, and that was this set of Popular Mechanics Do-It-Yourself Encyclopedia. It's a red cover, hardbound book, and it's years and years and years of all of the best articles in the Popular Mechanics series. It was a magazine that came out in the, you know, 50s and the 60s. And this volume that I'm looking at, number 12, so it was roughly a dollar a volume is what I paid for it, roughly $25 for 26 volumes. And volume 12, the last page in volume 12 is page 2304. So 2,304 pages, and that's halfway through this encyclopedia set. So it's roughly 5,000 pages. And in this is how to saltproof your car, how to make a jigsaw out of a lawnmower single cylinder engine, how to make a boat, how to build a boat. It's absolutely incredible, the things that are in this series. So you may want to see if you can pick one up if you are inclined to be a do-it-yourself guy or gal. Kathy, any comments?
Yeah, but they're just indispensable. I mean, the internet is wonderful, but there's something about a book that I just really like to look at the pictures, and I guess I know I have it on hand that in case whatever site you were looking at before you can't find, or they've taken it down, or they're just, you're having trouble remembering where you saw it. I just like the books.
Yeah, the internet's temporary. As far as I can tell, because our internet goes down, you know, early and often, and it's usually when I need to buy something, you know, for the farm, and I've got to get it, and I want to get it while I still can, and I go to get it, and the internet goes down, or the site goes down, or that, you know, 404 error, you know, no longer available, or sorry, what you're looking for isn't available. So you can't depend on the internet, that's for sure. As a matter of fact, we're working on an old tractor, 1974 Ford tractor. It's a Ford 2000 gas engine tractor, and I rebuilt the carburetor on it, and it's for another farmer. So I took the carburetor apart, put it in the ultrasonic cleaner, cleaned it all up, and it was really difficult to get parts for it. But we got the parts kit to rebuild the carburetor, but it doesn't come with any of the specifications as to any of the settings. So the float setting and those kinds of things, the diagram of where all these old parts go, it's not included with the kits anymore. Now, they used to be when you bought a Tomco, T-O-M-C-O, carburetor rebuilding kit back in the 70s, you would get all the parts, gaskets, the, you know, needle and seat and all that, and you'd get the instructions on and the diagrams of how to do it. Well, I guess the paper for the diagrams is so expensive now that no longer are the diagrams included. So you're on your own. You have to figure it out for yourself. And then you go to the internet, and they don't have the specifications either. So if I had that tractor, I would have had the manual for it, and I would have had the specifications, and it would have been no problem. But because it wasn't our tractor, I didn't have the manual for it. and I can't get the specs. So I rebuilt it by memory, and I'm pretty sure it's going to be fine. But it sure would be nice to have a diagram where all these little parts and springs go. So just, you're absolutely right, Kathy. You're absolutely right. The books are the way to go. And you know, maybe this winter, I've got the wood sitting in the living room. I'm going to build another two bookshelves, 4 feet wide, 8 feet tall, 12 inches deep. I'm going to build two more of them because we've got books all over the floor. And I'm going to need, pretty soon I'm going to need a map to get from one end of our house to the other end of the house because I can't see where I'm going because all these these mazes that I have to travel through.
Yeah, I got my son sitting next to the bookshelf on the floor.
Yeah, and you know, I like just sitting down and reading a book, turning the pages, compared to the internet because you get distracted with the internet. Not with books. What else do you have for us for our class today, Kathy?
I wanted to mention a couple things. Obviously, we all know that prices are going up, but I wanted to mention like trying to think of when you find deals or when you find you have extra produce from your garden. I know most of the people listening probably already do this, but one of the things I did this year is we had a place where we get corn on the cob. That's a great place. It's always real sweet. And there were times where I would have, like, I'd buy like a dozen and I knew I wasn't going to be able to use it all up, or we just had it like 3 days in a row or something. And I don't want it to go bad. So I sometimes will just take the cob. I don't blanch it or anything. And I just cut it off with a knife. I just set it on the cutting board, cut the corn off, and I put it in a container. And I put a little tiny bit of milk in the bottom, kind of stir it up a little bit. It helps to keep it moist and sweet. But next year, what I'd really like to do is just do a couple dozen like that, because it tastes just like the fresh corn on the cob when you get it in the summer, when you pull it out. We just had some the other day, and it was really good. So I'm looking at it like it's nice to have it, but don't waste it if you've got like one or two cobs left and you don't know what to do with it. Just cut it off. But the other thing that I'm going to keep my eyes open, I know that people were talking about frozen vegetables. I guess there's my son was at the store and he was looking for frozen green beans and he couldn't find any. And he said, "Well, Mom, you know, if you see any, let me know." But I have been reading that those are certain ones are, it's hit and miss if you could find them. But the price has really gone up in the past couple years. It's even gone up a couple dollars on the big bags just from probably last year. But I haven't done this too much, but what you can do is if you have like a dehydrator and it's got the sheets on it where the vegetables aren't going to fall through. Like if you got peas or corn, you got to have something where you've got like that, that sheet that goes on there, almost like a netting or something. But you can take like a 1 pound bag if you've got like a dehydrator tray and you can put it on there. And I was actually watching a lady. She had a 10 drawer, dehydrator and she did 10 of those drawers and she dehydrated them. And obviously she checked them to make sure that they were dry, and I've done this where you just can put them in your mason jars and you can use your food saver lid and you can either do the vacuum pump with it or you can use the food saver. But she says that way in the winter, like if she's making soup or she needs like peas or beans or mixed vegetables or whatever, she just pulls out what she needs and then she reseals it. But she was making the point that her husband got a great deal on the produce. It was like 60% off or something. So he came home with all this produce. But in today's environment, I mean, we don't know what's going to be there in a month or two or three. So if you come across it or you just want to have it on hand, that's a good thing to just sort of have around. You can do that with so many things. Like I did apples. I went and I picked a bushel of apples. So then we had some for eating And then I made applesauce. And then I still had some left over. So I sliced them and I put a little cinnamon on them and I put them in my dehydrator. I just used my food processor with a blade so that they would all be uniform. And I put them in the food processor and dehydrated them just to the point where they're not crisp, but where they're dry. And you can bend them a little bit and you can use those as a snack then. A lot of times I give them to my grandkids, but it's just trying to use up everything that you have. So I know right now we probably all are harvesting things out of our garden and we have all this to do. So if you have too much, just don't waste it. Try to freeze it, dehydrate it, do something, cook it up, use it in a meal, whatever, because I think that the price of produce is, I've noticed it really gone up quite a bit.
Yeah, and there's another thing that's going on, and this is kind of interesting. I've never seen this before. And I mentioned I bought this framing nail gun, and I needed some, because they stopped making, there's three kinds of nails, typically, that are used with a framing nail gun. And these are big, large nails. And they're collated, meaning they are held together in a strip. And you just put this strip of, let's say, 20 nails into the nail gun. And then it fires one after the next. Kind of like a machine gun might have the cartridges on a belt. You know, a machine gun belt. Well, there are paper collated, which means that they're kind of like a cardboardy heavy paper that holds these nails one in line, one after the next, after the next, after the next. So there's paper glue, and they're called paper taped collated nails. Then there's plastic, which is kind of like a strip of plastic that has holes in it that the nails are pushed through. So the nails are held collated in order. Very much like the paper tape, but instead of paper, it's plastic. And then there is a wire welded, which is a thin strip of wire or two strips of wire that hold these nails in a strip. And they are not compatible. So the paper tape nails are not compatible with the plastic collated, and that's not compatible with the wire weld. So they stopped making the paper tape type collation for nails. So I had to buy a different type, and I decided to get on the wire weld type. And I ordered them on eBay, and I was able to get them for a fairly good price, $30 for 2,500 nails. So I bought two packages, 5,000 nails, and I had them sent to our farm. And it was out for delivery, and on Saturday the 16th, the delivery tracking system says delivered to front door / porch at our address. Well, we don't have access to the front porch or the front door because that's 1,300 feet away from our locked gate. So that was incorrect. And we're looking all over for these, for this package of roughly 50 pounds of nails, and it's not there. But it says it was delivered. And I'm asking our son, did he pick them up? Nobody can find the nails. So we called the post office, and they said, yeah, it was delivered to somebody else in another county, in another town, with another road name, a different county, a different town name, different road name, different road number, 23 miles away. But the United States Postal Service says it was delivered to our front door or front porch. It's an absolute lie. What I'm telling you is, you may have the same thing happen to you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Kathy's with us. The reason I'm telling you about these nails is because it says it from the United States Postal Service that it was delivered to our front door and or front porch at our address, which is an absolute lie. Now, why did this happen? Because the regular mail carrier that drives every day was on vacation. And the second choice was on vacation. So they hired a temporary person who lied. Absolutely lied. 23 miles away, different county, different town, different road name, different street or road address, different name. Everything was wrong. How is that possible that whoever that was driving this rural delivery United States Postal Service vehicle, how is it possible that they could, that person could get everything wrong? The wrong name, the wrong road number, the wrong road address, the wrong town, the wrong county, the wrong zip code. How is it possible that every single part of this delivery was wrong, and yet it was certified by the United States Postal Service as being delivered to me? So when I go to the guy who sold it to me on eBay and I say, I appreciate you shipping this, I know you shipped it, but I don't have it. Now, do you think he believes me? Because the United States Postal Service says it was delivered to me. And I'm saying I didn't get it. So who is the bad guy there? It kind of looks like me, right? So what happened? The local post office in our little hamlet is on the ball. And the gal who runs the show there, the head knocker at the USPS in our little hamlet, tracks this thing down. And our delivery gal goes out on a wild goose chase, 46-mile round trip that they're paying her extra for because this isn't even her, in her delivery area. She goes out with her own vehicle. They're paying her mileage to go get the nails that was misdelivered by this moron that they hired as a temporary. 46 miles out of her way. I don't know how much they pay for that. But they paid her, and now we have the nails. Kathy, I don't think this is a single isolated incident. This, it seems like when whoever we call now, whatever store we call and say, do you have a, can you tell me about, they can't. They don't know. Nobody seems to know his or her job anymore. Any comments?
Absolutely. I mean, look at how many times you look on the internet and it says they have it. And either you go to pick it up or you try to order it and then it doesn't come in. It's just the quality of the workers there. You know, I go into some of these stores sometimes and you got the people with, got the ring in their nose that are cashiers and purple hair. I'm just like, those people wouldn't have been hired before.
You know, if I were in a store and I saw somebody with one of those nose rings, I would be tempted to say, you know, in my Columbo fashion, kind of tilt my head a little bit, kind of look a little bit confused. And I probably would say, so how's the reception? And they'd probably say, what do you mean? I said, well, obviously you're listening to something. You got an antenna in your nose. Gosh. Really. When I see someone with purple hair, that tells me immediately that whatever it is my question is, that person doesn't have the answer to it. No matter what it is, that person is out to lunch. I hate it. I absolutely, and when I let that, in the good old days, if I were going to have a sandwich or a piece of pizza or whatever it might be, or a hamburger, I wouldn't let that person make that food for me. I literally, we were starving one day, and this was probably 20-something years ago, and we were on the highway. The children were with us, and it was like lots of delays, and so everybody was really hungry, so we pulled into McDonald's, something really rare. Pulled into McDonald's, and there was a long line, and this was in Maryland. And we finally get to the place where we get to talk to someone at the counter after just waiting in line, and this was one of those... on the interstate, in the median, Maryland has or something like that. And so this gal puts her fingernail between her teeth, cleans her teeth, says, may I help you? And I said, absolutely not. I turned around and left. Yeah. Yeah, so we don't need it at McDonald's. We don't need it at fast food restaurants. We don't need it at restaurants. We make our own food right here at the farm because I've seen it. I've seen how... these purple hair.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Human remains suspected of being Brian Laundrie and items belonging to Brian Laundrie have been found by the FBI in the Carlton Nature Reserve in Northport, Florida. FBI Tampa lead investigator Michael McPherson.
Investigators found what appears to be human remains, along with personal items, such as a backpack and notebook belonging to Brian Laundrie. These items were found in an area that up until recently have been underwater.
The coroner has yet to make an official announcement on the remains. A series of Pacific storms directed at the West Coast this week will potentially bring as much as a foot of rainfall and up to 3 feet of snow in the Sierra Nevada mountains through the weekend. Last week, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration announced that La Nina conditions had developed in the Pacific Ocean and are expected to bring extra moisture through winter and into early spring. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
After a recent visit to the border crisis, Senator Marsha Blackburn, the Republican from Tennessee, told Newsmax Wednesday that the open border policy brought on by Democrats and President Biden is being done intentionally.
If the federal government is going to send illegal immigrants to your community, they should be talking to your local and state officials, and Senator Hagerty and I wrote legislation to require the federal government to provide that transparency. Border Patrol says get out there and start building that wall. Yeah. They were so grateful President Trump had done something they had been asking for decades.
The senator goes on to say the Biden administration is trying to roll back anything that President Trump put on the books. That is their border policy. This is very intentional, and moving these illegal immigrants across the country is very intentional. This is their plan, end quote. President Biden is on the road trying to push his social spending plan. Chris Barnes reports.
President Biden appeared in his hometown of Scranton, Pennsylvania, Wednesday, pitching his multi-trillion-dollar spending package and calling for more investments in the country's workers. And he also disputed claims by Republicans that it's all just trying to further liberal interests.
These bills are about competitiveness versus complacency.
Lawmakers are expected to vote on the infrastructure bill itself before the end of the month. Reporting from the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Thank you, Chris. We are USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pry.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Keep it. God, you're
take my
when you go
to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Kathy's with us. And you heard in Joe's world that illegal aliens are being dumped into towns like yours. This is brand new. Illegal aliens. Sometimes they are referred to as undocumented visitors. They're illegal aliens. And they're being transported by plane and buses to towns across the United States. Illegal aliens. This is what Joe's doing to the United States of America. And you know, if I were at an event where we were asked to stand and pledge allegiance to the United States of America. I would have an extremely difficult time, and I'm not sure what to do. Because would I be pledging allegiance to the regime that is destroying this country? Or would I be pledging allegiance to the United States of America as I remembered it from the 1950s and the 1960s? Which is it? I don't know. I don't know. So I'm afraid I don't have an answer for you. Because this is very confusing to me. A country that is implementing spy tactics on we the villagers. This Joe wants a $600 threshold. You know that. We've talked about that. For all transactions. It's none of his business. He wants to invade a lot of families' privacy. How many Puerto Ricans live in your house? The 48-page American Community Survey. I object to all of this. And I'm not telling him. I'm not going to tell him how many Puerto Ricans are Chinese or Africans or people from South Carolina live in my house. I'm not going to tell them. It's none of his business. It's none of their business. And whether they tell me it's required by law or not, it's not a law that I recognize. And I'm doing everything I can to prevent them from knowing what I buy. It's none of their business. If you buy a sofa, it's going to be more than $600 unless you buy it used. Joe wants to know what sofa you bought, what mattress you bought, what bed you bought. Lighting fixtures might total over $600. He wants to know about that too. You think you're going to be able to buy a riding lawnmower for less than $600? How about a four-wheeler? How about a set of tires? How about having your water pump changed on your car? How about having your transmission service? You think that's going to be less than $600? Joe wants to know. If it's 600 or over. How about if I bought two nail guns and a few boxes of nails? It's going to be over $600 if I bought them brand new. He wants to know that. How much lumber do you think you can buy for less than $600? Not too much, right? This is all extremely, extremely upsetting to me. That we're watching our country go down the drain. And where are the men? Where are the men? Where's Lucille? You know, there's a woman raped on a Philadelphia transit car. And what did the people do that were in the car? They took out their cell phones. They videoed the rape. How come someone didn't take his umbrella or his briefcase or his shoelace and grab this guy around the neck and pull him off that woman? How come? How come? What's going on? Do you think my father or my wife's father or Kathy's father would have allowed that? They would have stepped in. I believe that people from the World War II era would have knocked that rapist senseless. There'd be blood everywhere. Kathy, any comments about that?
Well, you know, I saw a video of a man getting beat up, and they all stood there. And there was men on a subway train. And they stood there, and they watched it. A couple men acted like they were going to move forward, and they didn't. And they said that he almost choked that guy to death. And he was a smaller man. There was a bigger man that attacked the smaller man. Even me as a woman, I would have at least tried to, like, jump on, you know, like, scratch his eyes or something. I don't understand, but all I have to say is, yes, my father would have done it. But I know for a fact that if anybody ever hurt one of me or one of my children, I know what my husband would do. And he said, if I got to spend the rest of my life in jail, then that so be it. But I just know how he is. There's especially a woman, but anyone, he would have never sat. I actually, my one son was a wrestler, and they kind of had a discussion when they were in high school. And there was a group of them, probably 12 of them. And I remember him coming home one day saying, Mom, You know, as a wrestler, we know how to get people in positions where they can't get out of. And he said, we talked about it. If we ever saw somebody getting beat up, we would use our techniques to help that person and to pin the other guy down. And he knew how to do it. So I have no doubt that my children, my sons, would do that, and my husband especially. He just has no tolerance for disrespect for people, especially women and you know, children.
Well, I'm in the same camp as your husband and your children, and our family's all in the same camp. We really are. And class, it's getting worse. And if you haven't figured a way of defending yourself, you might want to do it. I keep a breaker bar right next to me in the truck. All of our vehicles have these. Kids have to change the tire. So this is 25 inches long. It's a steel rod that is a half inch drive, and I can put a socket on it which matches the size of the lug nuts on the truck. It's a steel bar 25 inches long, and I may need that to change the tire. I may need it for something else. I don't know, but I have it. I have it right there. And so you may want to consider getting, you know, your tire changing tools, and instead of keeping them in the trunk, you might want to keep them right next to you, you know, between the seat and the door maybe. You may want to have other tools that give you more distance, you know, that can protect you at a distance greater than 25 inches. But that's the times that we're living in. We really are. People are nuts, and they're angry, and they're hostile. And as people get hungrier, and as supplies get shorter, people are going to take what they need to survive. And if you have it, they're probably coming for yours. So minimize your exposure, and be able to protect yourself if you can. And don't let people go out alone if you can help it. So, you know, if you're a guy, go out with your girl. Make sure you protect her. Make sure she protects you. And I've mentioned to Mrs. Finelli many, many times over the decades. Okay. You got your tools? Okay. Good. Good. Because we don't know. I mean, I'm out fixing the barn, and I've got my tools on my side. Why is that? Because I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know. So if you live in the city, you might want to consider getting out. It's nuts. It's absolutely nuts. And tomorrow you're going to hear Lindley talk about a town council meeting where there was violence. She was there. Lindley made the NBC News. And tomorrow I'll post another link. So if you want to see what Lindley looks like on TV, you'll be able to see it. It'll be on the Ron Gibson channel on USA Prepares, the BitChute channel. A link to Lindley on NBC News, protesting with a bullhorn and being interviewed. You'll get to see it. So she's tough, but, you know, you really need to protect yourself. That's the point. Any other comments, Kathy?
Well, Vince, a while ago, my husband and I forget where we were with our children. And that was back in the days where you had drinking fountains. And my husband went to get a drink, and he felt somebody touch his wallet. And he's pretty quick. He grabbed the guy's wrist, and he twisted it, and he snapped his wrist. He broke his wrist. And he called security, and they took him away. He said that was all the payback he needed. I mean,
yeah, and he was traveling alone. He wasn't with Lucille, right?
Right, right.
Lucille wasn't with
him. Right. Yeah, I mean, it was in an area where you couldn't have had it, from what I remember. But those skills are really appropriate to have. I mean, right now. So mm-hmm. Yeah, you have to be aware. I know there's certain parts where now I just won't even go there. I go to areas where I know the people know me, And if I have to go in an area where I'm not comfortable, then I will go with my husband.
Right. That's what we do. And you know, Kathy, for those of you who have cell phones, you can say, you know, before someone leaves, no, the rule should be no one leaves the house without discussion with the family as to the itinerary, where the person's going, what the stops are going to be, what, you know, 9 o'clock I'll be at this location, 10 o'clock I'll be at this next location, here are the roads I'm going to travel. And that way, you know that if the person doesn't come back home and if the person has a cell phone and you don't hear from that person, you know where to start looking. Okay? That's the plan. So you should all have, no one should leave the house without other people knowing exactly the route. Kathy, believe it or not, let's say Mrs. Finelli's in the kitchen and let's say the broadcast has just ended. And I'll leave the studio and I'll say to Mrs. Finelli, okay, I'm going to go in the barn. And do you need anything? And or she'll say, can you get me such and such, you know, while you're out there? I tell her when I'm going to go 100 feet away from the house. So if anything happens, she knows where to look for me because that's where I was going. That's 100 feet away. She does the same thing. She'll say, I'm going to go feed the chickens, or I'm going to go check on the cows in field number 1 or 2 or 3 or 4, or I'm going to go feed the dogs. Why does she do that? Does she have to? Well, in our world, yes, she does, because that's how we operate. If I'm going to go into the basement, I say, I'm going to go into the basement. So if someone's looking for me, they don't hear from me for 15 minutes, they know, start looking in the basement. That's the way we operate. And when we're on the farm and we are more than 100 feet away, we have two-way radios. And we all agree on which channel, which frequency we're going to be using. And the idea is, okay, so if you're going out to field number 1, great. Give us a call when you get to field number 1. And when you start using the mower, you know, that 15-foot batwing mower, let us know that you started using that. And check in every half hour. That's how we operate. Kathy, I'd love to hear your thoughts when we come back.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Comments about the type of communications that we use here at our family, you know, between the house, the barn, the garage, the shop, the fields, etc. Kathy, maybe you didn't hear me because the intro was coming on. Any comments about the communications that we use here at the farm?
Oh, I'm sorry, Vince. It cut out a couple times. I did not hear that part. I'm sorry.
Okay.
You know, Vince, it's just common courtesy. We do the same thing. If I'm going to be going, I tell him whereabouts I'm going to be, what time I believe I'm going to be home. And I do the same thing. And I don't leave the yard. If I'm going to the neighbors to either take them some raspberries or some herbs or something, I'll say, hey, I'm going to run over. I just don't leave and take off. We both. Mm-hmm. We're both aware of where we go, but I think that's mm-hmm. just safety and common courtesy.
Yeah, and I invite Mrs. Finelli and the children, no matter where I go, you know, I'm going to the barn. I'm going to be doing some framing. Would you like to join me? Would you like to help me? Would you, you know, those kinds of things. Or I'm going to do some framing. Will you help me? Can you help me?
Mm-hmm.
Those kinds of things. Kathy, there's a lot of Chinese products on the market that are counterfeit, and the counterfeit ones are not the same as the real McCoy, generally. And even in cosmetics, we're finding out that the Chinese are counterfeiting, you know, the brand names, the big brand names of cosmetics. Mrs. Finelli doesn't use cosmetics, but I've done a little bit of research about it, and some of the materials that are in cosmetics are toxic, that are, you know, these counterfeit Chinese products. So that being the case, the Chinese are counterfeiting virtually everything, including silver dollars. U.S. silver dollars have been counterfeited for years by the Chinese. And so that being said, I don't trust anything that comes from China. Okay, I'm suspect of everything. That doesn't mean everything is bad, but it sure means that I'm suspect of it. So here's something I was thinking about this morning. And I was thinking about oil filters. Most of the oil filters for cars come from China. And several years ago, I called Fram and I said, so It looks like the Fram oil filters that I had the sealant that holds the paper element to the metal end caps. Looks like it was not done as carefully as I thought it should be. So they asked me for a picture, and they said, how old are these? And I said, well, I've had them, I don't know, they might be 10 years old. And they said, oh, man, you can't use those. That's the shelf life on them. 10 years is the shelf life. I didn't know there was a shelf life on oil filters. How about that? So that led me to the next thought. Chinese rubber products are substandard. They crack, they break, they fail. And what about Chinese glues and sealants that are used in the Chinese oil filters? I have a feeling, I can't prove any of this, it's just a thought, that the Chinese oil filters have a shorter shelf life than American oil filters. And I didn't even think American oil filters had a shelf life. How about that? So now, if you look at Chinese tires that have ozone cracks, Chinese rubber hoses for air compressors that crack after, you know, 18 months or 6 months, the Chinese flexible products seem to fail. And the Chinese oil filter gaskets, those round rings, when you seal your oil filter, you spin it till it makes contact with the base, the oil filter housing base, and then you turn it 3/4 of a turn more. Well, you can't turn it 3/4 of a turn more because the Chinese have cut the gaskets and they've made them less tall, so they don't have that rubber flexing distance that they used to have with American oil filters. So you tighten them until they stop, and that's not 3/4 of a turn. Then what happens is, as the oil filter plugs up, because the material, the filter media is substandard, it plugs up, and then the oil pressure increases, and then the gasket, that rubber gasket that is too short on the Chinese filters, blows out, and you have oil all over your engine. That happens after about 3,000 miles with some of their oil filter models. And they've been pulled off the shelves from the big box stores. What I'm saying is, nothing's working right. And I'm suspect of everything from China. The nails from the nail guns that are made in China, they're all made in China. They're thinner and shorter than the U.S. nails. How about that? So that's back to the 10% theory that I have, that if it takes 100 units minimum to make it, whatever it is, the Chinese are able to make it with 90 and sell it and paint it and make it look good. Kathy, any comments?
Yeah, Vince, I noticed that with elastic. The elastic just, where in any waistband or around the wrist, anywhere you use elastic, is just cheap. And it just stretches out. It just wears out really quick. It used to take, when I first started sewing and using elastic, it would take maybe 5 or 6 years, if ever, that the elastic would wear out. But I've noticed it now.
Right, and that's what I'm talking about with the oil filters, that elastic type of sealant that's inside the oil filters that you cannot see. Is that failing? And does that mean your oil filter isn't going to work if it's a Chinese oil filter? I don't know, but that's a question that I have. And Fram was so concerned about the oil filters that I sent them a picture of that were made in the USA that they said, we'll send you replacements. How many do you have? I said, I have 47. 47 of this particular model. They couldn't believe that anybody would have that many of the same model oil filter for the same, you know, same part number. Even the auto stores don't have that many. They sent me replacements for every single one because they were that concerned. Will that happen with your Chinese oil filter?
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.